Hey, there we go. Good morning, Rehoboth. Look at your liturgists. Now back to me. Now back to your liturgist. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me. But if he stopped using lame jokes at church, he could sound like me. Look down. Back up. Where are you? You're in a church with a liturgist your liturgist could sound like. What's in your hand? Back at me. I have it. It's a hymnal with all those songs you love. Look again. The hymnal is now a Bible. Anything is possible when your liturgist is inspired by God and not corny jokes. I'm on a camel. And with that, we'll move into our announcements. Please take a few moments to sign the registration in the pews. The flowers on the altar today are given by Patsy Kelly in memory of her husband, Leon Kelly. And this morning we have a couple thank you notes from Jerry, Laura, Jeanne, and Carolyn Fitch to our Rehoboth family. We so appreciate the sympathy and kindness shown by so many in such expression of beautiful sentiments and words of wisdom to help bring some meaning to our loss. Just being surrounded by these warm and caring people help give us strength to push through some of the more difficult decisions needing to be made. Somehow, when we need it the most, we would receive a visit, call, or card by someone from Rehoboth. Our family truly appreciates all those that reached out and prayed for us during this time of sorrow. And also from Mary Lee Krager, Megan, and Matt Krager. Dear church family, I want to thank you all very much for the support you have given me through my journey with breast cancer. Your prayers meant so very much to me. I am sure they are what pulled me through it. I also thank you for the phone calls, visits, food, and gifts that were given to me and my family. We really appreciate all you have done for us. God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. Birthdays this week. On the 2nd, Michelle Thomas and Alex Hall. On the 3rd, Glenn Doris and Bill Ludwig. The 4th, Chip Ayer. And the 5th, Ryan Kennedy. Are there any birthdays or anniversaries that I didn't mention? I see none. The November committee meetings have been moved from the second Saturday to the first Saturday in order to prepare for a charge conference. Please reserve the morning of November 5th for these meetings. The Children's Ministry Council will meet on Sunday, November 6th at 1 p.m. Please feel free to bring food to share. There has been a change in the time and location of this year's charge conference. It will be held on November 13th at 1:30 at Gallatin First UMC. And now Barbara Smith will give us a lift announcement.
Good morning, ladies of Rehoboth. Thursday night, we're going to have game night. I know there are a lot of you that love dominoes. There's a lot of you that love to play Pictionary. So come join us between 6 and 8 in the fellowship hall, and we're going to have lots of fun. Bring a snack if you like, and just join us, because we're going to start trying to do something at least once a month for the ladies. Guys, we're sorry to leave you out, but maybe y'all can start having something yourself during the week. Thanks.
And now I will call Mike Potts up as we welcome him back.
I have to tell you, feels funny to speak into a microphone after all this time off. I have to tell you that Erlene wins the prize this morning because she came up to me and she hugged me and she whispered in my ear, please be sure and sign the visitor's register today. I just want to say thank you for the opportunity that you gave me to have this time in renewal. I was very thankful on Wednesday night to hear about all the great things that have happened in your lives, and I look forward to hearing even more of those things as the week as the weeks go on. And I just want you to know that some 4 or 5 weeks ago, I laid my stole up here for the time that I was gone, and I'm picking it up, and I'm glad to be back. God bless you. Let us focus on the youth and what they're doing for us this morning, and let us let them lead us in worship. Amen.
Please rise for our next song.
Please join us for passing the peace. Okay, so we're supposed to have a video for this, but because the screens aren't working, I'll just have to read it by myself. Which, where can I put this camel? Sorry about that. Okay, this is the call to worship. The end of our church is nearing, and worship is dead and boring. No longer can it be said that we need to pray. My church and I, we don't have any spiritual connection. It's just not true that I need God's presence in my life. I know what I need and when I need it. And my possessions are more important than my relationships. I have to tell you, my attention span is too short for the Bible, and it's just not true that I enjoy reading the Word. I just don't get it. And you should never think God cares about each of us. What I really hope you get is, you got to be open to these values. What's important to me is what Lady Gaga is wearing. And I don't really care all that much what God could do with my life. I think it's completely unbelievable what's important for you. I think it's completely unbelievable that God is actually listening to us. What's important for you is you'll find peace on your BlackBerry, on Facebook, through email, and your ministry is dying. Don't think it is going to survive. It is the end of our church as we know it, unless we open ourselves up to God and allow Him to alter our lives. When we allow God to work in us, He can turn it all around. It is going to survive. I don't think our ministry is dying. It's through email, on Facebook, on your BlackBerry. You'll find peace. What's important for you is that God is actually listening to us. I think it's completely unbelievable what God could do with my life, and I don't really care all that much what Lady Gaga is wearing. What's important to me is you've got to be open to these values. What I really hope you get is God cares about each of us, and you should never think, I just don't get it. I enjoy reading the Word, and it's just not true that my attention span is too short for the Bible. I have to tell you, my relationships are more important than my possessions, and I know what I need and when I need it. I need God's presence in my life. It's just not true that we don't have any spiritual connection, my church and I. We need to pray. No longer can it be said that worship is dead and boring, and the end of our church is nearing.
Please rise for our next song.
Oh,
Please join me for the affirmation of faith on page 886 in your hymnal. We believe in God, creator of the world and of all people, and in Jesus Christ incarnate among us, who died and rose again, and in the Holy Spirit present with us to guide, strengthen, and comfort. We believe God, help our unbelief. We rejoice in every sign of God's kingdom, in the upholding of human dignity and community, in the every expression of love, justice, and reconciliation, in each act of self-giving on behalf of others, in the abundance of God's gifts entrusted to us that all may have enough, and all responsible us of the earth's resources. Glory be to God on high, and on earth, peace. We confess our sin, individual and collective, by silence or action, through the violation of human dignity based on race, class, age, sex, nation, or faith, through the exploitation of people because of greed and indifference, through the misuse of power in personal, communal, national, and international life, through the search for security by those military and economic forces that threaten human existence, through the abuse of technology which endangers the earth and all of life upon it. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We commit ourselves individually and as a community to the way of Christ, to take up the cross, to seek abundant life for all humanity, to struggle for peace with justice and freedom, to risk ourselves in faith, hope, and love, praying that God's kingdom may come. Thy kingdom come, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Please be in prayer for Carrie Boone and Dalton McClendon. They both had surgery this week. And be in prayer for those on your prayer list located in your bulletin. And keep them in your prayers throughout the week.
Let's keep those in the prayer list on your hearts and minds this week. Would you please pray with me? Would you please pray with Caroline?
Okay, sorry about that. Please bow your heads and pray with me. God, thank you for this church and its members. I pray that you would be with Carrie Boone and her family. Please help us to show the Boone family your love as Carrie is healing. Please also be with the McClendons as Dalton is also healing. We are the body of Christ, and as we support our members, help us also to support our church with our tithes and offerings. Amen. Okay. Ushers, please come forward. I would like to now invite the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Hello, I'm Lydia.
I'm Julian.
I am Lydia.
I'm Julian.
Okay, so when you lift weights, there are two people involved, the spotter and the lifter. The spotter stands by the lifter's head and shouts words of encouragement.
You can do it. Three more. Don't give up.
As more and more weights are added, the lifter becomes very tired and the spotter might have to start helping the lifter. The Bible tells us to bear one another's burdens. Sometimes one of our friends may be going through a hard time, and you need to help carry their burden. Other times, you just need words of encouragement to cheer them up. This is a great example of what the Bible teaches us about bearing one another's burdens. Sometimes we are the lifter, and sometimes we are the spotter. You must be able to help a friend and let them help you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, just as Jesus loved us, help us love each other. Amen.
Please join me for the responsive reading. You can find it in the back of your bulletin. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another.
We are one of Christ.
Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three is not quickly broken.
We are one of Christ.
Brothers and sisters, if one of you is caught in sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
We are the body of Christ.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God.
In the body of Christ.
Just as the body, though one, has many parts, all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, old or young, Catholic, Baptist, or Methodist, we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Please join us for another song. No, for the skit. My bad.
I'm so bored. All of my friends went to church. I wonder if I should have gone.
Hey, girl, where were you in youth? We miss you so much. We ate so much food. You should have come.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You should come next time.
So what are you doing?
Nothing. I'm kind of bored.
Yeah, me too. Oh, wait, I gotta go help my parents with something at home. See you guys later.
Man, what are we gonna do now? So boring around here. Oh, hey. Check out this box.
The box looks awesome. You should step in it. It feels great.
I use it all the time. It's wonderful. You should try it, for real.
Okay. I'll give it a try. Oh my goodness, you guys are right. It's like a foot massage times 10.
Great. Well, we gotta get going. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come with you. Wait, guys, I'm stuck. I can't get out.
Ah, oh, good joke. See ya.
Hey, are you stuck in that box?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see what Google has to say. Let's see. Box, car, cereal box, litter box, jack in the box? No. Cat in the box, thinking outside the box. There is nothing about being stuck in a box. Sorry. But you may want to try jumping.
That's a great idea.
Emily, why weren't you at youth? Oh, you're stuck in that box. What happened? Emily, I thought you were a good person. Well, I gotta go. I can't stand to look at you.
Hey, Emily, what are you doing in that box?
I'm stuck. I can't get out.
Oh, you want to get out?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, so close your eyes and concentrate really hard and imagine yourself getting out of that box. Okay, now try to get out.
It's not working.
You weren't concentrating hard enough. Do it again. Okay, now try.
Nothing works.
Okay, just do what I do. Walk. Now try.
Didn't work. Did you do that for your own enjoyment?
Maybe a little. See ya. Hey, Em, what's up?
I'm stuck in a stupid box.
Oh, I've seen that box before. You don't want to be stuck in it. But you can get out.
Really? How? I've tried everything.
Have you tried praying? We learned about it in church a couple weeks ago.
Do you think he would help me after I've done this?
Sure. Come on, let's try praying. Dear God, please help Emily get out of this box and forgive her for getting in it in the first place. Help her to know that you love her no matter what. Amen. Now try.
Thank you.
Please rise and join us for this song that is now. Everything I need.
Take and go. May you go out from here knowing that we are the body of Christ and we are on a journey together.
Please join us for the final song.
Slack on the track. Here to tell the people that love what we lack. In this film, we gotta love like Christ. So precise in your life, so take this advice. Brother, brother, we need to learn to love each other.
So lean on me when you're a dog. I pass my prayers on Christ because he cares for me. So when you're short on time, just lean.
Lean on me.
one piece.